Although her corporeal integrity had been interwoven with Sigrana's vast and complex essence for a while, she had not realized until recently that she could gain access to a range of heightened sensibilities with which she could peer at the spaces beyond the sky. Quite quickly, she learned how to make the sensing capacity show her visual information and to make it keep track of objects in motion, like starships. In this way, she had been able to follow Greg's progress since the Tigrans whisked him away in their ship. The lethal dangers he got himself into and out of almost made her reluctant to continue these observations, fearing that at some unexpected point she might be witness to his death, something violent and final. Yet she could not hide from events, and doggedly maintained a regular vigil. She saw the savage battles taking place in the space around Darien, spasms of unleashed violence that left behind expanding clouds of wrack and ruin, a spreading sea of glittering debris throughout which corpses were plentifully scattered. She saw the encounter between the surviving Imisil vessel and the Hegemony warship captured by the Tigrans, in whose company was Greg. With Greg as sole Darien representative, a meeting was held on the Retributor to discuss cooperation on repairs and supplies, and the flight that lay ahead. The Imisil commander was also there, and lost no time in laying out the starkness of the situation. By now, Catriona was able to use Sigrana's sensing abilities to discern more speech, and even some thoughts, although this only worked with Greg and the Tigrans. The Imisil commander told the gathering that a fleet of Imisil warships would be arriving in less than 4 hours, and about 6 hours after that would come the Hegemony fleet, estimated to consist of approximately 600 vessels all told, outnumbering the Imisil and the others by roughly 24-1. This was in keeping with the Hegemony policy of deploying crushing force against any who infringed upon their interests. Everyone there fell silent and the mood was sombre. Cat found Greg's own cast of mind to be surprisingly positive, resigned to facing impossible odds, yet determined in a roll-the-dice kind of way. While fearing for his safety, she felt strangely proud of him.
"Aye, Mr. Cameron," she thought. "You'll do, so long as you come home safe and I get my body back."
But as she continued to observe, she felt a faint, trembling unease, as if she herself were being watched. Then, without warning, the gathering and all that she was aware of just slipped away from her, as if those great sensing abilities had been choked off. Her perceptions swam in a blur that started to resolve into the blue pillars of her dream palace. But it too slipped aside, a slow smear of shadows and grainy images through which she glided, bodiless, unable to resist. And then, all at once, she was embodied. Physicality felt oddly multifaceted, so crammed full with minuscule details of sensation. For several dizzy seconds, she stood there, revelling in the solidity of weight, of feeling grass and twigs with the soles of her feet. Then came the odours of burnt wood and vegetation, charred earth, wet ashes. She opened her eyes and saw she was standing at the edge of a stretch of black devastation.